Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is now 1:30 PM on April 4th, 2023, and time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. We have with us also Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President, Commissioner Tony Olson, Secretary, John Harlow, CEO, General Manager, Colin Willenrock, General Counsel, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stoltz, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Thank you. Comments from the public is item three on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you are from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the Deputy Clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with these procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Will you please join me now for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
At this time, we are very happy to be recognizing our Team of the Month for April, the Environmental Learning Program Team. This is especially close to my heart, and I'm sure it is to all of us. So I'd like to introduce Colleen Murphy, who will introduce the Environmental Learning Program Team. Welcome, Colleen.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Commissioners.
Good afternoon.
I am Colleen Murphy. I'm the Manager of Environmental Affairs here at the district, and it is not only an honor but a pleasure to present to you the Team of the Month for April 2023, which is our Environmental Learning Program Team. But before I present the team to you, I want to share with you a little bit of the history about why this team is so deserving and why they're here today getting the recognition they work for. The PUD has a long history of conducting our business in an environmentally responsible manner. We haven't waited until regulations or public opinion require action on environmental performance. We do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And we look for ways to continually do things better, which is where the Environmental Learning Program Team comes in. Prior to the establishment of this cross-departmental team, training on environmental requirements was not standardized district-wide. So different departments would get different trainings based on who they were going to for the training or what their needs were based on that date. Oftentimes, this was rather reactive, and it was only focused on one task. So it's a narrow focus, and it didn't enable us to give them information that was outside of the scope of what we were trying to accomplish at that point in time, nor did it help us when something emergent came up, for instance, with storms. So in storm mode, that's not the time to start talking to the line crews about pole placement and looking for critical areas, or what to do if we find cultural or historical artifacts. So these are trainings that we need to do ahead of time when the crews are receptive to us. The gap between our previous approach and the training program that we wanted was first recognized by Ann Spangler and Christoph Enderline, who are both just really instrumental titans of our environmental program. And they both retired. However, their legacy is living on in part because of this. The vision for our environmental learning program is being realized through the actions of this group of employees who's willingly stepped up to take on additional responsibilities. So this is a key thing with this. This is not somebody who this is their job. This is somebody who already has a full task of duties to do at the district and said, you know what, I care so much about this that I'm going to take on additional duties. And they'll be part of this team, which is why they're getting such recognition today. This team is made up of employees who are sitting here behind me, and I'll bring them up here in just a couple minutes, but wanted to let you know that we've got Jessica Spar, Kyle Legary, Don Pressler, Ben Davis, Jake Dahl, Paul Kiss, Aaron Burke, and Jen Mullen, who have been leading this team to improve our environmental training program district-wide. Their individual perspectives and joint commitment to environmental stewardship has driven them to look beyond their own needs and think district-wide, even though it was additional work on top of their duties. Tasked with creating a comprehensive learning program to equip employees to understand the importance of environmental programs and the part that every employee fills in our environmental commitment, this team took ownership of the program and went right to work. The purpose for this team is to improve not only the quality of environmental training, but also access to the training. The team identified over a dozen topics to be addressed, created district-specific training on topics such as our environmental commitment, the State Environmental Policy Act, environmental permitting, and more. And they have training that they're still working on, such as wildlife, endangered species, and stormwater protection. They also created an online environmental resources page, which is easily accessible to all employees and includes trainings, programs, resources, and external requirements to help guide employees district-wide. This is a win for our employees. Team PUD members know what their roles are and where to go if they have additional questions. This empowers and supports Team PUD to be part of the solution. This is a win for our customer owners. We have better coordinated and trained staff, which results in improved environmental performance in their neighborhoods. And this is a win for the environment. Earlier identification of environmental concerns can be addressed during scoping of projects rather than mitigated during construction or operation activities. And with that, I proudly present to you the Environmental Learning Program team.
Thank you. We'll come down and say hi to you in person.
Okay, come on up here. You gotta go, each go through it.
You guys obviously enjoy working with each other. A lot of laughter before the meeting.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Well, great. That's how you get things done.
Each other in a while.
Oh, no. It's
laughter. You're getting taller and taller.
Oh, wonderful. It's a lot of impressive.
Eyes are open. Just trying to save money. I protest. It should be this big.
Well,
no, it's really we'll big.
Probably, I think we can make a bigger copy.
Sorry.
This is a special day. I just admire, I don't know the full extent, because even though Colleen gave us a good summary of a lot of it, there's so much that we don't know, but I know that you have done a lot of work on the Woods Creek and the nature, the food forest, mm-hmm. all of that. And I wish I could hear from every one of you about how you have worked in this program. So maybe we could just do a quick, like 2 minute or 1 minute. Could you just say, I know what you do. Is there more?
Well, as a team, we all work together to develop trainings. And
trainings.
So I specifically did the cultural resource training and provided input to others.
My background's in a lot of civil work, so the stormwater and permitting aspects I tried to bring to the table.
So important, yeah.
My background's in the civil aspect as well, and so I had a lot to do with land disturbing activities.
landslides.
Grading, dealing with erosion control, sedimentation on construction job sites.
All of these are so important, all of these.
I'm a biologist in generation, so I've worked on some more permitting and land use as well.
Great, and?
From the engineering side of things, looking at what our needs are, what our engineers need to know to design our jobs effectively.
And I do curriculum design and development, so I got to turn all these amazing people's ideas into an actual training.
It was super helpful and facilitating.
Also, you were doing like audio, video kinds of things?
No, they did that themselves. No, I helped them create learning objectives for the training and actually turn it into an adult education.
You must be a teacher. Former. I think she could go get a certificate.
Adult education.
I used to certify teachers for Western, and I know that they have to have all of these things, the objectives, the goals, and the whole thing. So,
environmental permitting and SEPA. And so I've been teaching the environmental permitting.
SEPA. Oh, yeah. SEPA, the state equivalent of the EPA.
Yes.
Great.
I'm Tony Olson. Hi.
This is why we love Tony.
Paul Kiss, so in the operations side, with all the line crews and restoration and all that. So all that.
Can you see how each one of these is huge? I mean, huge. Thank you all very much. So I don't know when you'll get your checks in the mail for your paid vacation.
Maybe they're not getting a check.
extra trips to somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would just add on.
Oh, okay, we have.
Sure, Tony wants to say something. You know, I just want to say, I hadn't even thought about all the ways that we touch the earth, every pole. Yeah. And so I thought about the work we do in the streams and our projects. And we set a project out and build a project. But we're out in the middle of the night. You know, I can imagine we've got poles everywhere. We could have cultural objects or little salmon creeks, all kinds of challenges to. So this is really critical training. So thank you so much.
And I kind of look at it, agree with everything over the top, but I look at this and I look at the expertise surrounding us. You know, you have to look long and hard in terms of the caliber.
Hello
there. The caliber of folks that work at the PUD, and that we can have the ability to draw this together, and take it from shelf to actually activating it. And I have such pride in what you do.
Yeah. I'll just add, it's so nice to honor teams. It's nice to honor individuals, but it's so wonderful to honor teams, because that's what we're all about, is working together.
Right. The amount of work that this team has done has been extraordinary.
Yeah.
Huge lift. And again, it just goes to show the dedication, the caliber of people that we have working here, making a huge impact in lots of very, very important ways. And this is a perfect example. We should all be super proud of. We are super proud of you all.
And folding it into our education program.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it mandatory, easily accessible.
Yeah, and they live it, right? I know you all live and breathe, impact. How we mitigate our impacts to the environment. In fact, I have my cup to Don and Kevin Pressler, who caught me with a plastic water bottle and quickly.
All right, my hero.
I have a great role model at the top.
Oh my gosh, it's a very exciting day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, your goodies somewhat. I believe the clerk has your home. I think that's the people in the picture are.
Allison, would you
get them anyway?
They know that they're getting bigger ones. Surprises.
The door.
I vote for a bigger.
Can we get a quick picture?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yes. I've been calling. Seven.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, Kevin, can you grab a two?
Looking.
You. I don't know if everybody's looking.
You know what? You better get it.
Right.
So you're in the picture.
Ready? Everybody ready?
All right. I got a couple. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, no, they should.
Right.
Good job, I answered the environmental law.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Do you know, I went back to school in 2015 and got that. All top. That's so, so beautiful. It's a beautiful part of our meeting. So now, part three of our agenda this afternoon is comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda?
There are none.
There are none, okay. On the consent agenda, we have the approval of the minutes for the special meeting of March 20th, 2023, and the regular meeting of March 21st, 2023. We have bid awards, professional services contracts and amendments, consideration of certification and ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers, and consideration of a resolution approving amendment number 6 to the collective bargaining agreement between Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Number 77, for the period of April 1, 2020 through March 31st, 2024. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public during regarding the consent agenda?
There are none.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none.
I have none.
Yeah, we've been informed, educated about this. So I'll now call for the vote. All in favor, please vote aye. All opposed, vote nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is approved. Number 5 on our agenda is a public hearing and action. We'll consider a resolution declaring certain property interests over a portion of certain district real property tax paren, tax parcel number 28051800401200, close parentheses, situated in the city of Everett, Snohomish County, Washington, to be surplus, and authorizing granting of an easement in favor of Chick-fil-A Incorporated. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
I'll now convene a public hearing. Maureen Barnes is available to answer any questions. Anybody have any questions? We were well briefed
on
the last
yes, we were.
2 weeks ago. Thank you for that, Maureen. Are there any comments from the public regarding the surplus property?
There are not.
Are there any questions or comments from the
commission? I have
none. Close the public hearing and call for the vote. All in favor, please vote aye. All opposed, please vote nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried. Motion is approved. Items for individual consideration. Consideration of a motion accepting the fourth quarter 2022 financial conditions and activities monitoring report. I'll call for a motion.
I move acceptance.
Julia Anderson will now provide a presentation.
Good morning. So if I might digress for just a moment before we get started, I'm going to delve back many, many, many years ago to a young woman who was going to school, needed a job, and applied for a student worker program at the Grant County PUD in Freer, Washington. After being accepted and hired as that student worker, spent a couple of years there working for the transportation superintendent and the warehouse. And you can imagine this young woman working out in the operations center where the mechanics, the linemen, and all of that. What a hoot and a half. A few years later, at the conclusion of her college years, she went to the wild side, went to work for the federal government for a few years, and then thought, it's not for her. Ended up back at another PUD, spent 17 years at Skagit PUD, decided it was time for a change, and ultimately ended up at Snohomish PUD almost 15 years ago. I must tell you that this is actually my last commission meeting. That young woman was me. This is my third PUD. And it has been an honor and a pleasure to be your senior manager, controller, and auditor for these last almost 15 years. But as life moves on, it's time for the next chapter. My husband's been retired for 3 years. He says, I'm not hanging out too much longer. I'm about to start traveling, and you're either going to join me or you're going to stay home and work. So I wanted to say thank you for the opportunity to serve this wonderful entity for the last almost 15 years. As I said, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Lots of good days, lots of other days that I was like, oh, what am I doing? But I really can't stress to my friends, my families, everybody that asks, where's the best place you've ever worked? It's got to be Snohomish PUD, hands down. It's going to be a big change, going to be different. Not only for me, but for my team that I leave behind. They're a fabulous team, but they're in great hands here at PUD. And again, I just can't thank this company and you enough for all this work.
And I just want to add to that from my perspective over the years, when you make a presentation to the board, I have total confidence in what you're presenting to us. It's straightforward, no flowers, and that leaves a great, in a very important part of the utility operations. I just wanted to convey that to you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you answer all my hard questions. You are so knowledgeable, and I really just appreciate the way you approach presentation, the way you approach talking to us, and it doesn't feel very sincere. Thank you so much for your service. How exciting for you.
Julia, I think you've been such a gift to this PUD. I haven't been here that many years, but I've come to just respect you so much and rely on you. And I think you have many, many more good years ahead of you. I hope so. And I wish you the very, very best.
Thank you.
Wherever you go.
No more PUDs. Stop in Spain.
There's always consulting service.
So you're working on your Spanish?
No, I'm just going to wing it.
Okay, so well, we are grateful to you.
Thank you. So let's see if I can remember how to run this. So this is the financial results for the fourth quarter 2022. We're going to be comparing the 2022 year to 2021. And I would like to mention before we get started, these numbers that we're presenting are, the audit is not quite final. We're right up at the wire with this. So these numbers are unaudited, but I would venture to guess that we're as close to done as we want to be.
Just the other way. Here we go.
Okay, so for 2022 year end, net income is essentially very, very similar to last year. And is, you know, this is kind of the high level page, and we'll get into more of the details as we go through. But net income this year was pretty much unchanged as compared to last year. Our total operating revenues, however, were about $56 million greater than previous year. Total operating expenses were about $56 million greater than the previous year, hence the net income being pretty much unchanged. So diving in a little bit, our retail sales are about $23 million greater than previous year. We did have a general rate increase. We started the implementation of the base charge increase, which had an impact on our retail sales. As well as wholesale revenue increased about $30 million as compared to previous year. We had a lot of excess power to sell back into the wholesale market when the rates were favorable. And then other revenues are relatively unchanged as compared to previous year. So it's a little bit of an increase. Most of that is related to us starting some of the recollection activities, late fees after the COVID restrictions were lifted. So taking a look at our megawatt hours billed, as you can see for our residential customers, it's relatively close to what it was in the previous year, as was our commercial. The biggest driver on this slide, as you can see, is the wholesale sales. The prices were significantly higher in 2022 as they were in 2021, and we had more power to sell into the wholesale market. Digging in a little bit into our expenditures, our operations and maintenance expenses were up approximately $41 million over the previous year. Some of that is related to what we call our accounting requirements for our year-end pension cost accruals. They're a non-cash transaction, but we're required to record these into our financial statements, and so sometimes that has an increase on our operations and maintenance expenditures. We also, I think everybody remembers, we had a pretty significant storm in November of 22, so we've got some higher costs related to that. And then, as we're all aware, we're running into and continuing to see some supply chain issues, increased costs in everything that we're all doing, both personally and in our business lives as well. So some of that is driving some of those increases there. Purchase power is up about $13 million over the previous year. And again, we had some pretty cold weather in December that helped to offset some of those great wholesale retail sales that we had earlier in the year. We unfortunately had to turn around and spend some of that on our purchase power at the end of the year for those costs as well. Looking into our megawatt hours, our power supply, you can see BPA block is relatively stable. We did have quite a bit more slice this year as compared to previous years. And then again, down in the market purchases, you can see that the price on the market purchases in 22 is higher than it was in 21, even though we had less than we were in the power supply area. And generation is relatively unchanged. We had that big project up at the Jackson power plant earlier this year where we had it offline for about 21 days, and so that kind of leveled out some of those.
This graphic here on slice is really sharp contrast to the revenue one you showed earlier.
Yes.
In 2021, our revenue was $28 per megawatt. Yeah. Here it is, 36.
It was 36 for slice. That's in 2021.
2021, yeah.
Yeah, it was 36, and right. For 22, it's.
Yeah, but this year it's 40. Yeah, so we sold it for considerably more than we paid for it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
going.
The way we like slicing.
I know.
We like to do that much.
Yeah.
It drives that nice wholesale sales that we like to see higher than expected. And then, again, just bringing us back to the summary slide so we can see that our wholesale revenue was up significantly. Again, net income for the year was relatively unchanged from the prior year. Moving on to our financial condition, again, the district continues to be in a really strong financial position, maintaining strong financial reserves. We do have a little bit more outstanding in bonds. We did a bond sale in 22. And again, our debt service coverage is very strong. And then we did have one Standard & Poor's upgraded our bond rating to the AA in Q2. So again, very, very strong financial indicators driving for the electric and generation system. Looking at our system operating indicators, you can see that our total megawatt sales is increasing a little bit for hours billed. Net write-offs, again, those are a little higher than previous years, nothing unexpected, as we're seeing some of our collections starting up again, and hopefully things are settling for customers in some of the, as COVID is telling us it's winding down, still to be seen, but we are seeing an increase in our write-offs because we are going through some of our collection processes and writing those customers off, but nothing exorbitantly unexpected for what we've been planning for. And total active customers, we continue to grow in that market as well, 275,000 customers. Jumping into the water system, the total operating revenues are up about $517,000 for the year. And again, these numbers are all unaudited as of this moment. There was a rate increase for the water system, so that's driving a little bit of the operating revenue increase. And water systems operating expenses were up about just under $1.8 million. And again, there are, some of that is related to some of those non-cash accounting entries that we do at the end of the year related to pensions and other post-employment. And that income is up about $889,000 for the year. So again, a very solid year for the water system.
Can you talk about the $3 million of interest income?
That number,
a large number.
I think.
Really,
I can probably, yeah, I was gonna say, I'm not sure that I have the full details.
The interest income for 2022.
I'm a little taller than you, Julie.
Prettier.
There's no question about that. There's a couple things going on there. The 2022 interest rate, you know, market was climbing. So we get a little bit of a double whammy there sometimes on those numbers, because in interest income, you'll have the real interest income. And then sometimes you'll also have the mark-to-market numbers, which can kind of move that number around a little bit. So I wouldn't assume that all of that is straight cash in our pocket interest income. Some of it is a movement of mark-to-market that doesn't get realized until later. But I think generally speaking, that's probably the impacts of an uptick in a rising market. And water's got quite a bit of reserves, you know, in a few different places. And so as we kind of roll those reserves into a new market, we'll be pulling in some more money. You should see something similar coming into the 2023 year for electric as well.
It just seems like for a $15 million organization, $3 million
is
a lot of
it is.
Interest that we're earning on money that is paying for the interest.
You've got the reserve slide.
Like development fees, or
hold on 1 second, because the reserve slide here. So water's got, was that 17, 18, 25, $26 million in reserves. Some of that's real cash, some of that's marked to market. So remember, when we get those project reserves in particular, those monies get invested. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, let me push up
the water. That's a little lower. So we've gone ahead and jumped to the water system financial condition indicators. As you can see, the reserves are a little bit higher than previous years. The water system, again, is performing very, very well. The outstanding water system debt is a little bit lower than the same time last year. We've completed all the construction on the Warm Beach area where we were doing the improvements. And because of the completion of that, there was a loan that was partially, it was recorded as a loan, and then there's been forgiveness of that, as well as we've started making principal and interest payments on that drinking water state revolving fund loan. So you'll see that start to decrease as we make payments on that, and the less, of course, we go after more drinking water loan programs, and that's for right to decide in the future. So, and then our water system operating indicators, again, very strong, solid. We're seeing a little bit of a you know, the cubic feet sold is pretty consistent, a little bit of fluctuation in it. Customer connects are not growing quite as fast as they were last year, but still very strong for the water system. We're kind of seeing some of the building boom settling down a little bit. So we're still growing in the water system, but not quite as quickly as previous year.
Do we have any questions? Do you have any?
Oh, where's Carol going?
April, yeah, that was the last slide.
I have a question.
Julia, we're not rushing you.
That's okay.
Well, I wanted to get her on that boat or wherever, the plane, wherever you're going.
Wherever
you're going on your vacation, you
said? Oh, yeah, we are traveling over to Spain.
Oh, that's too damn bad.
And,
dollar in the key.
Yeah, and actually renting motorcycles over there and doing a tour, 12-day tour of the southern part of Spain.
Watch out, those Spanish drivers drive like.
I've been warned.
Yeah, be careful, be safe, and come back.
That's exciting, good for you.
Thank you again for your support.
Have fun.
Thank you so much.
Great. Oh, okay. So, I need to call for a vote.
Hold on, Commissioner. I need to clean something up. I can't stand to have something sitting out there that's just slightly wrong. We've got a subsidy for some warm beach work that's also in that line item. It's kicking it up a little bit too. I had about four people correct me on that. So the good news is when you talk here and then you sit down, you got a lot of people that'll tell you that you were wrong. I was wrong. We do have some movement in the interest income, but there's another kick up there for a subsidy that we got on the warm beach stuff. It's represented in our financial statements correctly, but this slide probably should have pulled it out. I just don't like bad information.
Well,
sitting
I'm glad that four people can speak truth to power.
There is no concern in this organization about speaking truth to power.
You have great support.
And I'm greatly appreciative of it too, because I need that.
You have a great support team, and now you'll sleep better tonight.
Right? Listen, if anything, then I'm privileged to have a group of smarter people than I am around.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to make sure we clean that up before you accept.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we need to call for a vote on the resolution. No, I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry.
The second last paragraph.
Call for a motion accepting the fourth quarter. I'll call for a vote. Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, the motion is approved. Thank you. Now, we will consider a resolution authorizing the CEO, general manager, or his designee to execute third amendments to the district's power purchase agreements with Hay Canyon Wind, LLC. Call for a motion.
I move approval.
Garrison Marr.
Yes.
Garrison Marr.
Adams.
Oh, sorry, Adam. Adam Cornelius is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. So we had a presentation, and you presented last time.
Garrison presented last time. I was on.
Yeah, okay. So do we have any questions? Does anyone have any questions regarding the resolution to execute third amendment to the district's power purchase agreements?
And we were thoroughly briefed.
Anything from the public?
Nothing from the public.
Nothing from the public. Okay. And any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
No, we have none.
Very good. We'll call for the vote. Please vote aye or nay.
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. The resolution is approved. Now we'll consider a resolution appointing Sean B. Nunstock as auditor of the Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
And Julia Anderson is available to answer any questions regarding this resolution. Any comments from the public?
We don't Let any moss grow on the lower stones, too. We push ahead.
So if we don't approve it, Julie has to stay.
I would not do that to her. You are the.
From now on, she's Julia.
No comments from the public.
And any questions or comments from you, commissioners? I have none. Okay, thank you. Please vote aye or nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's see, that was a motion. Just a moment.
Or a B.
No, I just want, was that a motion? That was a motion, not a resolution. The motion is approved. Now, we will consider a resolution authorizing the CEO General Manager to execute the Western Resource Adequacy Program agreement with Western Power Pool Corporation. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Right. Let's see. Adam, would you be the one available to answer any questions?
Commissioner Wolf, Garrison is available. He's just dialing
in. Oh, Garrison is here. Oh, he's in heaven. He's up in the sky. Okay. Garrison Mora is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution?
There are not.
Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners?
I have none. I feel very comfortable with this action.
Thoroughly briefed, and I'm so thrilled that we're taking this step.
I know, I'm so very happy about it. I'll call for a vote. Please vote aye or nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah, I'd like to know if it's that was the resolution. The resolution is approved. Okay. CEO General Manager, are there any reports?
I do have lots of good stuff to share. In fact, the team has given me a number of items, and I'm going to abbreviate just a little bit. To start with, and what was the headliner, Julia already talked through her retirement and moving on to the next chapter of her life. And I will say she will be greatly missed. Mm-hmm. Julia has just done a phenomenal job in her roles here and will be greatly missed. We have backfilled, as you just approved, Julia's position with Sean Hunstock, who is in the room. Sean has lots of experience, and I don't think we're going to miss a beat. So that's also great news. Hud Aldworth, also a longtime employee, is retiring in mid-May. Yeah. Hud Aldworth. Hud is usually here in the afternoon sessions to answer any questions on our disposal.
What the heck is he? I want to give him that time.
Well, he's not going until May, so he may have an occasion to appear before you. Right. So, and if not, maybe we can make him come anyway.
So he's surplusing himself.
Yeah, that's right. But again, same way with Hud. Hud and Julia both made significant contributions to the PUD in their many years here and will be greatly missed. Both very talented leaders. But again, congratulations to both of them for moving on to the next chapter. I also want to pass along, and this is also from our finance division, want to pass along some kudos to meter reading, and in particular, Manager Wendy Vlahovic. She's been in the role for just about a year, and we are seeing great performance and stability in the department with 3 months in a row of reads being on schedule and minimal billing estimates. And I don't know if we have ever, or at least to anybody's knowledge here, have been on schedule a month, let alone 3 months in a row. So it is a huge accomplishment. Wendy is doing a fantastic job in the leadership role. From our corporate communications and business readiness, on March 30th, we held a final Meet the Renewables assembly for the 2022-23 school year at Totem Falls Elementary in Snohomish. The assembly is designed for third through fifth graders and focuses on renewable energy sources and conservation and is aligned with the next generation science standards. This year, with the assembly, we were in 15 schools and served just under 3,000 students and 131 teachers. Also, the Spring into STEM Night at the Imagine Children's Museum in Everett was held on March 29th. Over 150 people attended. Laura Zorick and Jennifer Wenzel attended on behalf of the PUD promoting STEM and distributing flyers for the Energy Block Party. And you'll hear that Energy Block Party in a continuing theme. We are promoting that hard. Another event out at the Woods Creek Sustainability Center on March 25th, we hosted a group of volunteers, or we had a PUD group of volunteers. The team was joined by representatives of the Snohomish Conservation District. Don Pressler, Kelly Stickney gave a tour of the hydro project to the local neighborhood. All neighbors were invited and came out to the tour. The focus was to educate and raise awareness in the neighborhood about the food forest and the overall Woods Creek Hydro Project, with a specific mention of the upcoming May 20th Hydro Power Appreciation Day. A couple more just quickly events. The Madrona K through 8 Science Night in
Madrona.
Edmonds.
Madrona.
Madrona? Not Madonna? Madrona, okay.
Madrona. it's a Northwest thing.
Gotcha. PUD had representatives for that event, and then the Boeing Health and Wellness Run on March 25th. Melissa Machida and Tom Hudby attended and promoted energy efficiency and the Energy Block Party. The Herald Senior Resource Fair at the Hotel Indigo. We had several CSRs attend and promoted PUD programs and the Energy Block Party. The CVU Elementary Science Day, which is also in Edmonds. We had PUD representatives at that school event.
Did we promote the block party?
We did, absolutely. And then wanted to give you
some placards for us to wear. Yeah. That's where the line at the grocery store.
Yeah. Did I say there's going to be food trucks at the block party?
Hey, you got me caught.
Excellent. Update on the 25 megawatt battery project. PUD has received a total of 6 proposals on the RFP from firms across North America. Staff is evaluating proposals now in order to develop a shortlist, evaluate the need for any follow-up information, and solicit best and final offers. Staff expects to brief the board on the developments by this summer and to present a staff recommendation for commission consideration by August 8th of this year. We are on track to have the battery online in October of 2025. We've also put 4 security trailers out into the system to help deter theft and vandalism at our PUD offices, the parking lots here around Everett, for this office in Everett, substation, job sites, and generation sites. The trailers include cameras, lights, and communication capability and motion detection. The communication capability is to be able to communicate back to our security center at ops. And the trailers have proved so far to be a successful deterrent. And then one last update from customer service, and this is on our outage alerts. Outage alerts are already receiving improvements as part of the district's agile approach to consistently and incrementally add features. New features include the start of a storm mode, which informs customers when outage alerts change from change during a major storm. A text confirmation of a customer's power being restored and the cause of the outage will go out during storm mode, but will roll over to specific messaging regarding the storms. And then additionally, during blue sky events, you look on the website where you report an outage, and that's how you can now sign up for outage alerts. There's actually another indicator that says you can report an outage and sign up for outage alerts. That little message was not on there before. So again, some nice incremental improvements, and it's a great example of the continuous improvement work, especially around outage notifications, which we know is going to be a game changer from a customer experience perspective. So that's it. Any questions or comments?
That was great.
A lot of stuff.
Lots of information. You took some notes. You know, when you have these school events, I think it would be nice if commissioners, like if it's in Edmonds, I'd love to be, you know, or Montio or Linwood. It'd be really nice to be invited to be there, because I don't think students know that we have commissioners and that we are elected, and that someday they'll be voting or maybe even running for the commission. Not that we have to educate them about the commission, but just the presence of a commissioner would be not a bad thing.
Yeah, maybe we can talk about it in the retreat.
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. Yeah,
definitely,
yeah.
Tied to the board order linkage and some of the things
right,
that we discussed.
Right, I know it goes to Boy Scout things, is that right?
Cub Scouts, yeah.
Cub Scouts.
Yeah. And, yeah. And, you know, part of the reason I read those, and that's just a few of the examples,
yeah,
is just the amount of effort and emphasis on getting out into the community.
Right.
And the team is just hitting it out
of the park. I love doing Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Helping kids plant trees. Oh, you know, so that's fun. And that's coming up on the 12th.
Well, that's Energy Block Party.
No, it's the 27th.
Oh, that's right. That's Earth Day. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're so eager for Block Party. You're 10 days early, John.
Yeah, all three of us are going. Now I'm wondering if there's a dunk tank or something. He hasn't told us about it.
Well, I don't want to be known as a commissioner if they're going to do a dump game for Pete's
Day. All I can think of is Energy Block Party. That's every day.
When they say, what is that program? Suppress your enthusiasm. What is it called? Curb your enthusiasm. Okay. All right. Now we're on
to. I just want to make one comment. I think it's very clever to invite our neighbor to see our Hydro project. That really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Which cool. Whiskey is pretty neat.
It is. Yeah.
On commission business, we have commission reports. Are there any reports, commissioners?
I have none.
I do none.
All right. But we are busy. We still have. And you've been to Energy Northwest
recently. Yeah, I think you attended also.
Yeah. Virtually, yes.
Right.
Okay, we have commissioner events coming up. Are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar? I did mention Arbor Day. That was something that we could add to that. And the 11th, we have.
It's on there.
Oh, it is on there. Oh, magic. You did it. Thank you. She was busy during lunch. All right. So, and then on the day before, we have the Economic Alliance of Snohomish County. We have a transportation meeting, 8:30 to 9:30. And then right after that, we go out to Painfield to update to aviation. And what is it called? We're going to be busy on the 11th and the 12th of April. Governance planning. Do we have anything more to add to the commissioner event calendar?
Nothing more.
Okay. Governance planning calendar.
Back on our events calendar, isn't there something in the wings there that you're working on?
That's
on the 11th. Two different events.
No, that's going to be the 26th of April.
No, 27th is it?
26th of April. 26th. It just went out today. You may not have even seen it.
Yeah,
I knew you were working on it. Which event is that, the 26th?
The economic forecast for economic
life. Oh, right, up at Tulane.
Correct.
Okay. You got my message on that.
I did. Okay. I just haven't had time to do that.
Okay. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar? As soon as we get organized, we're going to have a retreat for the commissioners about our policies and whatever else we might want to build into that. Okay, is there any further business to come before the board?
Did we do the governance planning calendar?
That's what she just did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Any further business to come before the board? Okay. Hearing none. 2:23 p.m. and the meeting is now adjourned.